By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is urging Americans to cover their faces in public to reduce the spread of the coronavirus and limiting exports of medical supplies. Also Friday, New York's governor vowed to seize unused ventilators from private hospitals and companies. The dramatic steps come amid severe global shortages of equipment needed to fight the pandemic and concerns from health officials that those without symptoms can still spread the virus. The new U.S. guidelines call for everyone to wear makeshift face coverings, such as T-shirts and bandanas. Authorities say supply shortages worldwide have caused healthcare workers to fall sick and forced doctors in Europe to make life-or-death decisions. A convention center in Madrid has been turned into a makeshift field hospital, holding more than 1,000 patients with the coronavirus. The volunteers of the Cavernous Exhibition Hall trying to dispense kindness and optimism as they treat the afflicted. There's a bookshelf filled with donated novels. Each bed has hotel toiletries beside it. Meals are served along with personalized notes from the staff. At least 800 patients have been discharged from the field hospital as of Thursday. Some states and cities then have been shipped masks, gloves, ventilators, and other essential equipment from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus have gotten an unwelcome surprise. That is, the material is unusable. Nearly 6,000 medical masks sent to Alabama had dry rot. More than 150 ventilators sent to Los Angeles were broken and had to be repaired. In Oregon, it was masked with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap. The CDC has acknowledged that some items in the U.S. stockpile have exceeded their manufacturer-designated life, but still were being distributed because of the urgent demand. This is VOA News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Friday during a news conference that the city has mere days to prepare for the worst of the novel coronavirus outbreak. His city, the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak, has suffered more than a quarter of U.S. coronavirus-related deaths. New York City reported its biggest jumps yet in COVID-19 deaths Friday, with the number in fatalities in New York State alone comparable to the loss of life in the United States in September 11, 2001 attacks. The figures show that a wave of deaths predicted to overwhelm hospitals, even in rich cities like New York, is beginning to crash down in the United States. By day's end, New York had more than 3,000 coronavirus-related fatalities. Britain's Prince Charles opened a new hospital in London Friday, erected to provide thousands of extra beds for patients with the virus. Built in just 9 days, the Nightingale Hospital, which will initially provide up to 500 beds equipped with ventilators and oxygen, will eventually be able to treat about 4,000 patients. The hospital is the first of six new temporary hospitals to be set up across the country to prevent Britain's stretched National Health Service from being overwhelmed by an influx of patients, with a number of those requiring treatment expected to peak in the next few weeks. So far, approximately 3,600 people who tested positive for COVID-19 in the UK have died. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to announce a committee to oversee his vice presidential selection process. And he's already thinking about whom he'd choose to join his cabinet. Biden made the disclosure Friday during a virtual fundraiser. He holds a significant lead in delegates over primary rival Bernie Sanders, but hasn't officially clinched the Democratic presidential nomination. He said he's spoken to Sanders to let him know he'd be working on the vice presidential vetting process. Biden says he doesn't want Sanders to think that he's being presumptuous by choosing a running mate, but he added that the vice presidential vetting process takes time, so he has to begin this month. President Donald Trump has fired the intelligence watchdog who handled the complaint that triggered his impeachment. President Trump informed the Senate Intelligence Committee Friday of his decision to fire Michael Atkinson, according to a letter obtained by the Associated Press. A senior Chinese finance official said Friday that the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic shock to China's economy is temporary. A gloomy prospect shrouded the world economy in 2020 amid the pandemic. The International Monetary Fund projected a contraction of a global output in 2020, with the worldwide recession possibly exceeding the level of the 2008 global financial crisis. However, the vice governor of the People's Bank of China said it's still too early to predict the extent of the impact of COVID-19 on the global economy. Those signs of disruption in supply and trade are manifesting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Like last week, this week I'm bringing you today's show from my home studio in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., due to COVID-19. I hope you're all doing well and staying safe from wherever you're listening. Much of today's playlist features music and memories of two elderly legends of African music, Manu Dibango of Cameroon and Aulus Mabele of the Republic of Congo. Both men passed away earlier this week from COVID-19. But there's also an amazing feature from Tamale, Ghana, by reporter Samet Gaida, who pipes in to the current situation on COVID-19's effects on artists and the entertainment industry in Ghana. That comes at the back half of the hour. There is also Song of the Week, which is a hot new single out of Nigeria, and more beautiful tunes from Algeria, Kenya, Mali, and Ghana. So sit back and relax. Just enjoy the show. I want us to start out happy. We all need this, people, especially in these times. So happy yourself with Fra and Cheche-ku from Ghana. Yeah, that was Fra featuring Cheche Ku from Ghana with Happy Yourself. Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Tikenja Fakoli from Côte d'Ivoire and Mali with his 2019 single called Ngomi. He says, "You can say whatever you want about me. You're not my leader. I'm a traitor. I'm arrogant. I change my colors. And I'll probably agree with you because I always side with Le Peuple, the people."
Y'en a qui pensent que j'aime pas leur leader. Ils ont raison, je préfère le peuple. Certains disent que je suis un traître. Ils ont raison, je suis avec le peuple. Et d'autres pensent que je suis arrogant. Ils ont raison, le peuple est mon roi. Ils ont raison, je préfère le peuple. Certains disent que Fakoli c'était. Ils ont raison, je parle pour le peuple. Et d'autres disent que je suis un rasta. Ils ont raison, Jaja est mon roi.
Tikenja Fakoli with Ngomi. I'm Heather Maxwell. I hope you're all doing good. I've got music and news for you in this hour about the fallen legends Manu Dibango and Aurelius Mabele, about how the coronavirus is affecting the artist and the music industry in Ghana, Song of the Week, and other great songs. So keep it locked and just try and relax with me in this hour. Take it easy. Here's Free by Nyashinsky from Kenya.
Can I be free? Relax and take it easy. We only get one life. So live your life. Oh, oh, fire, you know I'm right. Yeah. Welcome to paradise. Yeah. Girl, don't just fantasize. Yeah. Light up and free your mind. I've been counting bendy.
unajua ni nani beast hapa. Na level za deadly uko unajua zina exist hata. Na kuombea daily ufike mali una aim. Before ni dead ni jenge na V8 baba. Before they play me ni oneshe mali snakes.
Mali snakes wako.
Surgery ya utona ma mistakes.
Inaitua surgery.
Unaza acha kukomplain.
Acha kukomplain.
Swa idanganya side ya ni main.
Can I be free? Relax and take it. Dry your tears, daddy don't you worry, boo-boo, have no fear. Mom said, pick your kazi while I'm young and strong. I said, for you, I'll be strong for a thousand years. Stel zangu ni medley, dash wanga deadly. Marapo no na movie, dash wanga jetly. Singa mani MC, zangu zina message, zawa zina ziko empty. Dash wanga mzi. Here I go, keuza flow, misho mwezi kuna teve, but at least kuna domo. Mazote watanika kuni this, sitabona. Dance for me, babe. Dance for me, babe. Just dance for me, babe.
Kubwa labda tuzungumze na babako. Gari kubwa manisha nga utaitishwa za macho. Bae mtumba ukihopa ijabeba kikulacho. Vibes tunakupaka unapenda jenga haso. Lines tu sinakuja utasarenda mako. Ni like tu ataka ni meka watu moja mbaya hapo. Hii night ikwe true hadi kesho jione kwa mpasho. Hii life wezi jua so tonight please.
Can I be free? What? Relax and take it easy. We only get one life. So live your life.
Yeah, that was Nyashinsky with Free.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane. And I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on The Voice of America. I'll see you.
All right. So as I said at the top of the hour, we lost two elderly music icons this past week to this horrid pandemic, COVID-19. One of them was Manu Dibango. For the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to honor Manu with some of his music and hear from a couple of Cameroonians who respond to his death. Born Emmanuel Njoke Dibango in Douala, Cameroon on December 12, 1933, Manu Dibango died Tuesday, March 24th, at age 86. Manu Dibango released 44 albums over his long career. He was one of the earliest musicians to fuse African rhythms with funk. His first international hit from 1972, Soul Makossa, is often cited as one of the first disco records in the world. It was so hot that Michael Jackson stole it to make his mega hit, You Wanna Be Startin' Somethin', the opening track of the biggest selling pop album of all time, Thriller. Now, Poppy Groove, as he was also widely known, was also regarded as one of the founding fathers of funk. He was a saxophonist, but also a pianist and a multi-instrumentalist, a songwriter and a producer. Dibango was also a mentor and an inspiration to musicians across the globe. Jazz, funk, hip-hop, salsa, reggae, and of course, African artists of all kinds. He was an icon, people. And with his deep voice and saxophone and his lanky swag, he projected a cool, jazzy, funky, positive vibe of Cameroon and of Africa to the whole world. My heart goes out to him and to his family, but also to everyone that he touched. I called one of my dear friends who is in Cameroon. She's a contemporary artist who splits her time between France and Cameroon. I wanted to get a feel for how people are reacting to Manu's death right now. So Marthe speaks in French, so I'll interpret.
Bonsoir, Heather Maxwell. Hello, Heather Maxwell from Yagua, Cameroon. I'm Mart Bolda. Yesterday, we heard the news that Manu Dibango died, who's a real monument of Cameroon music. We're really sad because he was so important for us in Cameroon and for music all over the world. So people have been really, really sad, especially because we won't be able to pay our respects to him right away. So, you know, that's it. People are really hurt. The children, everyone from any generation is so sad. So that was Marthe Bolda speaking from the ground in Cameroon. I assume the reason that people won't be able to pay respects to Manu right away is because of COVID-19 security measures with regard to limiting mass gatherings and things like that. So, well, look, now let's liven up and listen to Manu Dibango's Soul Makossa from 1972.
Osoma.
Hi, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We are coming off the tail end of Manu Dibango's Soul Makossa. And we continue honoring the life and legacy of this great music icon with Sylvie Bello. She is the founder and CEO of the Cameroon American Council, based right here in Washington, D.C.
He is from Douala, right? The name Cameroon comes from the Mongo River.
that Manu Dibango's heritage that makes all of us his great-grandchildren, right? Because if we're calling the name Cameroon, it comes from Rio dos Camoros, which is present-day the Mongo River, where Manu Dibango comes from, right? Where Douala is, where Makossa is from, that area, right? When we talk about Soul Makossa. Oh my God. My sister's name is Manu, right? Her name is Manuela. We call her Manu. So to me personally, we grew up with Manu, 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 Manu. And she just had a son whose name is Manu Bello as well. So for me personally, I just grew up with Manu in the house. We were born and raised in Douala when Manu Dibango was born. What does Manu Dibango represent for Cameroon? We are the country of Douala Mangabel, right? We're the country of liberators like Omnyombe, right? Like Enes Wanji. So we know what Cameroon is, and we know Cameroon is on the map. But what Manu Dibango did, right, was find that, right? Otso Makossa encouraged, you know, what was taken away from Cameroon 500 years ago, right? When the Portuguese raped and depleted Cameroon, right? What Manu Dibango did through his music was connect that Otso Makossa from Cameroon to the U.S., to around the world, and connect the black people. And today when we say that, you know, they're a diaspora and, you know, they're Cameroonian, who trace their DNA to Cameroon. So what Manu Dibango did with Soul Makossa and with and just his many other songs and inspiration was connect that vibe, right? Was to institute it and to say, look, Soul Makossa is all of us. We may have left 500 years ago, you may have left 50 years ago, or like, you know, those of us in the diaspora 5 years ago, we are still connected with that music. I can tell you a story. I was shocked 2008. I was a young, you know, Obama organizer, and the folks who were supporting us, we go to their home and they were music students and they had never heard of Cameroon until they went to college. I was like, how did you learn about Cameroon in college? They said, well, you know what? Our music theory class had Manu Dibango as the father of funk. So that is what Manu Dibango represents as this genre where he captured his ancestors, and now he is part of our ancestry and our ancestor and our celestial being as African deity, right? He's part of that now. That's what he represents to Cameroon, to those of us who were born and raised in Douala, and to others who've studied and have been inspired by music, the father of funk, from Anglophones to Muslims to Bamileke to Bakweri and all the 200 tribes. Everybody is talking about Manu Dibango. That's how unifying he is. Cameroon is a soccer, you know, haven, right? And he has the song, Bienvenue, welcome to Cameroon, Bienvenue, Abu. Plays that, right? We've, you know, from children to as recent as 2017, right, when we won, everyone plays that. I know I played it with my nieces and nephews when Cameroon won the African Nation Cup, right? Quite frankly, forever as the father of funk, he is loved, revered. He is that unifying factor. Right now in Cameroon, everybody is not, there's no Ambazonia or this or Boko Haram. Everyone is talking about the legendary unifying force that is Manu Dibango. We're so sad that coronavirus took him.
Makossa brutalement civilisé.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and you just heard the voice of Sylvie Bello talking about the shock and sadness of Mamu Dibango's passing and its significance in Cameroon, and particularly in Douala, since that's where he's from. I'm going to let this song, Bienvenue, Welcome to Cameroon, play out till its end, and then we'll move on to more great music and other stuff.
Aye, c'est pas eux, y'a mis. Dis quoi, les soldats?
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. That was Bienvenue au Cameroun by the late Mamu Dibango. Next up, Les Gaux de Côte Bas and Song of the Week right after this.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
This is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Woo! Les Gaux de Côte Bas was an all-female trio of singers and dancers that formed way back in 1993 in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire. It lasted for nearly two decades. Nyama Kante from Guinea, Mate Keita, an Ivoiro Guinean, and Awa Sango from Mali. Those were the three. Did you know that Mamu Dibango produced their 1997 debut album? Well, I didn't until this week when I was listening to Mamu Dibango all week long. So let's launch away from our tribute to Mamu with this track from the self-titled album Les Gaux de Côte Bas. It's called Bara. That's the Manding word for work.
Maluma,
right. That was Bara by Les Gos de Côte d'Ivoire of Côte d'Ivoire. Hi, everybody. How you all doing? I hope you're staying safe and taking all of the protocol precautions that you should be to avoid infection from that awful coronavirus. As for me, Heather Maxwell, I'm home, producing and broadcasting right here at home in my hood, Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Now, it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Normally, Kwame Ofori is in the studio with me to present Song of the Week, but, you know, in these times. So I'll just introduce the song, which Kwame did pick out, and we'll be on our way. The song's called Nobody, and it's by DJ Neptune, featuring Joe Boy and Mr. Easy from Nigeria. It's brand new. Kwame says he loves it because it's upbeat, a simple love song, no worry, no stress, and it just makes you want to dance. I agree. Let's listen.
Tune into the King of Soul.
Greatness.
DJ Neptune.
Joe Boy Bonde.
Well, and we just heard Nobody by DJ Neptune featuring Joe Boy and Mr. Easy from Nigeria. Kwame Ofori picked out the song, and that was Song of the Week.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Okay, so in the rest of the time we have left together today, we're going to hear a powerful report from Samed Gaida in Tamale, Ghana. It's about the impact that the coronavirus is having on artists and the music industry in Ghana. He interviews Ghana's top artists, Stoneboy, Sarkodie, Wiala, Fancy Gadam, and some Tamale stars too, Dan Sigley, Straw, and Flower Agaskia. It's great. And also, there's a brand new, gorgeous song by Algerian superstars Soul King and Cheb Mami. But first, let's stop for a second time this hour and honor the memory of another great music legend who lost his life to COVID-19. Arlus Mabele, the Congolese singer and composer, commonly known as the King of Soukous, passed away on March 19th. He was 66 years old. He was born Aurelien Myatsonama on October 26th, 1953, in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo. Mr. Mabele rose to fame across Africa in the 1970s and the 80s with his up-tempo soukous hits and his high-octane performances, highlighted by spectacular dance moves. He gained popularity with his group Leighton Dimbola Lokole in Brazzaville with recordings of songs like Waka Waka and Zebola. In the 1980s, he moved to France and continued his career there until his death. Here's Waka Waka. That was the late Aurelius Mabele with Waka Waka. Aurelius passed away March 19th due to complications from COVID-19. May he rest in peace. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to Samed Gaida in Ghana.
Greetings to you, Heather Maxwell, and music lovers across the world. Ghana is also hit with the coronavirus pandemic, and this has affected all aspects of life, including the entertainment industry in Ghana. In this report, you will hear how the pandemic is affecting artists and the entertainment industry in Ghana. Just as any country across the world hit by the coronavirus pandemic, the president of Ghana has banned all social gathering activities and has advised Ghanaians to stay indoors to avoid the spread of the virus. This means no public concerts and no public entertainment. Ghanaian artists and event organizers who have scheduled their events this year have either cancelled it or suspended it. Stone Boy, who is currently in America on a tour, has cancelled all his concerts and ready to return to Ghana.
Yeah, yeah. My little Stone Boy again, you know. I gotta say this to the people of the world, you know. Sometimes we have to take a look at things from a different perspective. See?
Now, the corona is everywhere now. So where are you running? Running home or running? It's everywhere. So we all have to take precaution. Everybody has to care for somebody anywhere you are. Whether I'm home or abroad or whatever, but I'll be coming home really, really, really soon because we postponed and called off. We postponed the event so far, and ASAP. I'm looking to join that, my family and the whole of Ghana, for us all to continue to, you know, educate ourselves and encourage ourselves in these serious times, you know.
Sakode, who has also tweeted recently about his upcoming tour, has cancelled it too.
obviously you guys know, so we're in serious times, you know, with this whole coronavirus thing. You know, in the beginning we all did things that, you know, there's some virus, it can't really be cool, but I think it's really getting intense. And I would like to urge each and every one of you guys to take the precautions very, very serious. Let's stay safe. My heart goes out to those who have lost their family. I tweet or like I posted about a tour and I didn't know I was going to cancel it. You know, so sometimes we really have to, you know, take life serious and see that we don't really control what's about to happen the next day. I pray you guys make it safe. We meet. Obviously, we're not going to be doing like concerts and all that in any time.
However, most Ghanaian artists have also resorted in educating their fans about the virus and also preventive measures in their local languages. Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, is one of them. Wash your hands with soap and the running water, she says. Or use a sanitizer frequently, she says, to protect yourself from the virus.
My name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa. Let us all roar coronavirus out of this world for good. Thank you.
In Tamale, Fancy Gadam has composed a song about coronavirus to educate his people.
Enemy. I call on the whole nation. Let's fight our enemy. Our enemy. Corona the enemy.
Other artists in Tamale also shared the effects of coronavirus on their career with Music Time in Africa.
My name is Yamusa Mohamed Yassin. I'm a musician known as Don Sigley.
So how is the coronavirus pandemic affecting you as an artist?
I think I'm one of the artists that this particular pandemic is affecting the most, you know. It has played a very big role in the reason why I could not go to Canada to pick up my award just recently. You know, we applied for visas at the Canadian embassy, and because of this pandemic, we were not given visas. And this was actually going to be my first international show that I'll be staging. I know this has actually affected me a lot as a musician.
Yeah, I'm Striker Didonzi, and I do music as my profession.
How is the coronavirus pandemic affecting you as a musician?
Yeah, like it is really, really affecting us because of this disease, we've canceled many of our shows, and it is really affecting because it is through shows we musicians we survive. And right now, coronavirus is in the system. We can't do any show anymore. I have a show in Accra on 28th. I've cancelled that show.
I'm Abdullah Yusuf, stage name Straw or Dagaraburu, and a musician in the north.
So how is the coronavirus pandemic affecting you as an artist?
It's really affected. We are just confused now as to what to do, because musically everybody is afraid to come out or to even play music.
Joe Gamele is a famous music video director here in Tamale. He also lamented about the effects of the pandemic on business.
The artists who form like 70% of our major clients or customers have now resorted to also supporting the coronavirus campaign or the sensitization. Therefore, they are doing tracks that are geared towards sensitizing the citizenry on safety measures to take to avoid. So like they are all helping. So because of that, we have also stopped every major production, and we are supporting the artists to promote their tracks by shooting free videos for them. So far we've shot about 5 free videos. Today we'll be shooting a couple of videos. We'll be shooting for Fancy Gadam, we'll be shooting for Didonzi, we'll be shooting for Straw from Densi.
Help is coming.
The fight against coronavirus is global, and so musicians in Tamale, Ghana, are dedicating their time talent and resources in composing music to educate the public on how to prevent the spread of the virus. It's either they kill coronavirus or it kills their career. Reporting from Tamale, Ghana, I'm Samet Geda. Over to you, Heather Maxwell.
Come to us, comfort us, dwell with us, live with us.
Thank you, Samet. My heart goes out to all of you there in Ghana, as to all of you everywhere. We are in this together. Now, for that new single out of Algeria that has nothing to do with COVID-19, thank God, because, you know, we need a break from it, too. The song's called Ça fait des années. It's been years. This is Soul King and Cheb Mami, two of Algeria's top singers, the new generation and the old. It's a really sad and depressing song, but it's beautiful. And plus, some of us are sad and depressed. It's okay. Both singers here express the brutal heartache that life has dealt them. For his part, Cheb Mami, singing in Arabic, says, "My life was a roller coaster, and it did me wrong. I've lived my youth, and still, now, no one cares about me. I'm not dear to anyone. Why did life roll me such losing dice?" And Soul King basically echoes Cheb's sentiments. He says, "We need love, we need love, we don't need love. It's been years since the roses have withered. I've got no one to help me when I fall in the wolf's mouth. After the sun comes the storm. Just when you think your problems are over, fate hits you again, fiercely."
Besoin de love, pas besoin de love. Personne pour me sauver si je tombe dans la gueule du loup. Ah. Ça fait des années que les fleurs ont fané. Oh yeah,
yeah. Anna McGuinney, who is Tony Hawk, though? Anna McGuinney.
Ça fait des années qui nous ont condamnés. Oh yeah, yeah.
Anna McGuinney, is Bedinity. Anna McGuinney.
Besoin de love, pas besoin de love. Personne pour me sauver si je tombe dans la gueule du loup. Je répondrai à l'appel. Enterrez-moi à la zombie. La clé chez moi sera une simple pelle. Ah. La roue tourne, je négocie les virages. T'as voulu me noyer, tu m'as appris à nager. Le soleil viendra après l'orage. On était fous, aujourd'hui on s'est assagi. Quand tu croiras que c'est fini, le destin te frappera encore plus fort. Et quand Dieu t'aura béni, il n'y aura plus personne pour te causer du temps. Ça fait des années. Des années que les fleurs ont fané. Oh yeah,
Anna McGuinney, who is Tony Hawk, though? Anna McGuinney.
Ça fait des années qui nous ont condamnés. Oh yeah,
Anna McGuinney, is Bedinity. Anna McGuinney. Mais chez Gordy et Livion, chauffé de l'île d'Artalion. كترت هوالي من شباب راحة الدنيا. قول لي وين تتولي لي راني في العذاب زاد تركيا. مالك أزهر درت عليا من شباب غابت النيا. من شباب غابت النيا. وهذه الدنيا دارت عليا.
صافي دي زاني دي زاني كل فلور فاني.
Anna McGuinney, who is Tony Hawk, though? Anna McGuinney.
Ça fait des années qui nous ont condamnés. Oh yeah.
Anna McGuinney.
All right, hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Soul King and Cheb Mami with their 2020 single out of Algeria, Ça fait des années. With these few minutes left, I'd like to take us back to one more song by the late Aurelius Mabele. The king of soukous, once settled in France in the 1980s, and he helped start the band called Loketo, which means hips in Lingala. This is the song by the same title, released in 1999 on his album called Compil 2. Yes, and with Aulus Mabele's Loketo, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. And a big thank you to Samet Gaida and all of the artists who contributed to that fantastic report. Sarkodie, Wiala, Stoneboy, Fancy Gadam, Straw, Don Sigley, and Flower Gaskia. Also, thanks to VOA's Jason Patinkin for providing the interview of Sylvie Bello, and also to my dear friend Martha Bolda for calling in from Yagua, Cameroon. You can always reach me, everybody, on my Facebook page or group page, Instagram, which is at MTIA Maxwell, Twitter at Music Time Africa, or my YouTube channel. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And then again on shortwave radio, Friday at 09:05 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.
This is VOA News.